Wednesday, Wednesday, Wednesday edition of What's On Your Mind. And a busy one it is. Congressman Kevin Cramer coming up in the talk radio town hall that he does each and every week with us. We're going to talk to the top man for the North Dakota Bankers Association about ever onerous regulations and the impacts on your local lenders throughout North Dakota. We have Egypt in the news. We have Obamacare. We have all these weighty issues, Steve.
You know, one of the things that came off the plate of the local lenders, quote-unquote, student loans. Did you see that statistic that came out today or yesterday about North Dakota being the second highest ranked state? I think Vermont was number one for debt for students coming out of college.
So you're throwing out another weighty issue.
Two.
Another one that weighs heavily on folks' minds.
We were number two.
Yeah, debt, discontent, despair.
For students coming out of school with debt.
You know what? Since it was a hot summer day yesterday, maybe I have a heat stroke or something, but I'm thinking we should go at least to start the program today. What is on my mind is a little less weighty issue.
And what would that be, Scott?
Tim Hortons is coming to North Dakota. You know what Tim Hortons is?
Yes, I have. I've eaten at Tim Hortons.
Kind of like a cross between a Perkins, a Denny's, and a, I don't know what.
A Boston Market-ish kind of, yeah.
It's an iconic brand in Canada. And it is coming to North Dakota. Two locations, evidently. They're looking at Fargo and Grand Forks. Did you know Sonic? The Sonic in Minot? If it hasn't opened, it
Minot,
is.
Minot, Bismarck, Fargo, or actually West Fargo, if I remember correctly, in Grand Forks.
Right. Yeah, Minot first, but they are expanding across the state. I guess Fargo second. But
I believe our good old buddy Abe Sakic owns
Exactly owns right. This. Exactly right. You know, there's talk of Costco coming to Bismarck. Recently added one in Grand Forks. Home Depot in Williston. They're getting a Menards in Williston. There's all these, you know, sort of national brands invading the state. Prompts the question from our audience. Is there a national chain? Is there a restaurant we don't have that you think we should have? Is there a franchise that you want to come here? That's what I want to talk about today, Steve. That's what's on my mind.
Just food.
Yeah. Just
basically food.
What do we not have that we need? That's my question. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I will admit to having a little Minot envy over the Sonic. I'm a big fan of Sonic. Started down in Oklahoma City. It's my first stop at in an Oklahoma airport. Find me a Sonic. Or an In-N-Out Burger if I'm in California or out west.
Yeah, In-N-Out Burger blew up on Facebook. That was one that kept popping up. I'm like, oh, I'd kill for that.
Every
time I go to Vegas, that's the closest one we've got. And
we're approaching 100 comments with suggestions on our Facebook page, and we welcome yours as well at 800-228-0550. I realize there are more important issues in this world. On this Wednesday, the 21st of August, but we're going to tackle some of them later in the program, and I just wanted to let you know what was on my mind and just start with. In-N-Out Burger is tops on my list. What do you want that we don't have? What do you envy of other places that do not have something you'd like to see in your town right here, right now? Be it Tim Hortons, you don't have to wait much longer for that, or Costco, Home Depot if you're in Williston. What do you want? You tell us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You know what? I think In-N-Out Burger is actually winning the Facebook debate on this right now.
How does it not? It's the best burger on the planet.
Trader Joe's is right up there.
I'd love a Trader Joe's.
Christy wants Red Lobster in Minot. Judy wants a Cracker Barrel in Grand Forks because Bismarck wins there. I would like to see Big Boy in other places around the state.
See, I was never a Big Boy fan when I lived in Michigan. There were two in the town that I lived in.
Come on.
They weren't that good.
Tom wants
Now, the one here in Bismarck, outstanding. But they're all individuals' franchises, I guess.
Fries and gravy. Bring it everywhere. You can't have it in other places.
Chick-fil-A showed up a lot, too.
It did.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, Cody wants a Chick-fil-A. A lot of others. Barry wants Dick's Last Resort. What is that?
Not sure of that one.
Kevin wants a Tilted Kilt.
Oh.
What is that?
An Irish Hooters.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, basically it's an Irish Hooters. There's one in Denver I always frequent.
Rodney wants a Joe's Crab Shack. Mike at Bismarck, he's going to tell us what he wants in town. Mike, you're up first on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Morning, fellas.
How are you?
Well, pretty good. What we could use around here is a good place to buy some tools, high-quality tools at a cheap price. We need a Harbor Freight out here.
Harbor Freight Tools, I was thinking that.
Yep.
So, that's food trick. Well, there's a Harbor Freight Tools in Fargo.
I'm sorry, Mike. You live in Bismarck, so Harbor Freight Tools would be on your list for Bismarck, because I think you're right. There is one in Fargo.
There's one in Fargo, man.
Yeah, there's Fargo. Yeah. Every time I need tools, I wait till I need about 10 or 12 or 1,000 or 1,500 bucks for it, and I run out there and get it and save half of what it costs around here to buy them. So,
are you serious? Half?
Oh,
yeah. At least. So they got good quality stuff too. So it's, I'd like to see that come around. Save me a trip to Fargo twice a year.
We're going to put that tops on the list. Doesn't have to be food, so that's a good one. And, appreciate the call. Jerry, out in the oil patch, you're next on What's on Your Mind. What do you think we need?
Is it me?
It is you, sir.
Oh, okay. I see. Cut out there just for a second. I just had a comment on the Sonic restaurant. I just happened to, since this last election, I was reading some things and found out that guys are going to be surprised at this, but Sonic is a huge left-wing Democrat supporter.
From Oklahoma, no less.
Yeah. You might want to check it out, but it was something that I did read.
I still like the limeades.
Since then, I've been kind of staying away from Sonic. That's me, you know.
I have to admit something. I'm the same way about Costco, because I heard they were, you know, big Obama supporters. I'm not an Obama supporter. Therefore, you know, it enters the back of my mind sometimes. It does.
Yeah.
Same with you.
Yeah, exactly. I Sam Walton or Walmart, they are definitely more into the field of free enterprise, and I like it, you know.
All right. Appreciate the call.
Let's go to Dave in Beulah. Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hey, did you say something, or is there talk of a Costco coming to Bismarck?
Actually, there is a talk about a Costco coming to Bismarck. From what I understand, ironically, it's going to be built up on the north side next to Walmart, is what I've heard. Also, a Home Depot coming back to Bismarck, somewhere in South Bismarck. That's been talked about as well.
Home Depot Williston, too.
Pardon me?
I just added a Home Depot in Williston, too, is the talk there, as well as the Menards.
Really? But Home Depot is talking about coming back to Biz, huh?
Mm-hmm. I think they left a little early.
I think, they didn't give it much of a chance, did they?
No.
What do you think we need, Dave?
Costco would be good, but after you're sure in your last comment, I wasn't aware of that they were a big Democrat supporter or whatever. I don't know if I'd support them because of that reason.
Yeah, I bought my first and last membership because I bought it. Then I heard about the contributions. I thought, I'm with the other guy. I'm a Sam Walton kind of guy.
Yeah, I hear you. I never do that. But.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. Let's go to John in Bismarck. What do you want in town, John?
Oh, I think we need a Mill Sweet Farm.
Oh, amen.
Oh, man. They give Shields a run for their money a little bit, and Farmers a run for their money.
Definitely give Runnings a run.
Yeah. I always like to stop in there when I go to Fargo and Alex in Minnesota, stop at Mill Sweet Farm and spend a bunch of money at the sporting goods there.
So. Well, thank you for the call. Anything else?
All right. Let's go to, Laura.
Oh, we lost her. She wanted a Costco at a Culver's, though.
She wanted a Costco and a Culver's in Minot.
Yeah.
That's where Laura was calling from. All right. We got quite a list here. Another off-air caller wants a frying pan in Bismarck. Frying pans are in Fargo and Moorhead.
Those are good, too.
That's kind of a Denny's kind of deal, too, right?
Very good, though.
Yeah. The good breakfast anytime.
It's kind of like having a Kroll's.
So what do you want where you are? And did you notice, by the way, Dave and Beulah wasn't being selfish? He was rooting for things down in Bismarck. He didn't even want Home Depot to come to Beulah. Come on. Shoot for the stars.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you're at, what do you want? What are we missing? Let us know at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Whataburger. That's what Monty wants. A Whataburger.
Whataburger?
Yeah. I've seen the signs. I've never eaten there.
No, I haven't either. What would you like?
In-N-Out burger.
In-N-Out, yeah. That's, I think that's tops on my list, too.
Renee wants a Whole Foods. Whole Foods is, what is it, kind of a hoity-toity supermarket.
Yeah.
A lot of natural foods. Spendy.
Spendy, very spendy.
But they're big around the country. Todd wants a Sweet Tomatoes. You know what that is?
Uh-uh.
No idea. Patrick wants a Redstone restaurant.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Don't know what that is.
Dunkin' Donuts.
There you go.
Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah.
You think the Dunkin' Donuts would go?
I think so.
You know, the Krispy Kremes didn't fare so well.
No, but Dunkin' Donuts is more of a convenience store with the donuts and the sandwiches. And
their coffee's kind of a big deal, too.
Coffee's a big deal.
All right, we're asking a fun question today. What do we need that we do not have in the way of a national change? You let us know. What's on your mind continues after this timeout with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hillen. 800-228-0550.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
There's a good feeling across the state of North Dakota, and oil is one of the reasons. Our oil reserves make us more secure by reducing our nation's dependence on foreign oil. Oil is creating opportunities and careers for our citizens. Oil taxes are building new roads. We're making progress on housing. And the industry is spending billions more on natural gas plants and pipelines. North Dakota Oil, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
Get set for a vacation of a lifetime with River Pilot Tours. They have a motorcycle tour for you. Fly to Rapid City, South Dakota, Billings, Montana, or Denver, Colorado. Select a Harley or an off-road dual sport of your choice and ride for 4 days. Hotel accommodations included for all 4 days. They'll even recommend an itinerary to ensure you have a great time. All for only $1,500. Call River Pilot 307-222-6347. 307-222-6347. Or visit riverspilot.com. That's riverspilot.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
What's in your mind? Powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennon. 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Temperature-wise around the region, not as hot as yesterday, but still shaping up to be a pretty nice day, up in the 80s most places. 66 in Bismarck, Mandan this hour. Williston, 63. Dickinson, 66. Minot, 60. In Jamestown, 67. Devil's Lake, 65. Grand Forks, 65. Fargo, 67. Miles City, 71. And over in Aberdeen, they're at 67. Lemon, 62 this hour.
The head of the North Dakota Bankers Association, Rick Claiborne, will be here to talk about the effects of federal regulation on your relationship with your local banker. Also, Congressman Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. He's also doing some in-person town halls, Coffee with Cramer, coming up, and he'll have more on that next hour for us. He'll be in Minot, he'll be in Bismarck, he'll be in Dickinson.
You spoke, he listened.
In the coming days, exactly right. So anyway, we'll deal with all that. We started with kind of a fun little question today. What do you have, what do you need, rather, that we don't have, in wherever you live? And it seems as though Bismarck is wanting. Bismarck is winning the race to throw in the most suggestions on what we need. But Dwayne and Williston writes, either a Kmart or a Target, preferably a Kmart. I want the frying pan to open a store in downtown Williston with a salad bar like the one in downtown Fargo.
Ah, there you go.
All right, back to the
great
phones.
Salad bar. Let's go back to those phones. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Sarah in Bismarck, what would you like to see?
We need a foot massage place.
Isn't that what your significant other's for?
No, no. It's a semi-darkened room, and they line up recliners. You leave your clothes on, and in some places you can get a one-hour foot massage for as cheap as $20.
Is that right? Is this a franchise, Sarah?
It's not a franchise. It's kind of like a trendy thing that happens. I don't want to admit, but it's really popular in Southern California, but a lot of other places as well.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, like, families go there. It's not like a creepy massage place. You relax.
I still go back. Sarah, I still go back to your significant other. That's their job.
Well, some of us don't have a significant other, so we have to pay.
All right, fair enough.
Lots of business opportunities for folks here. The consumers are speaking. Thank you, Sarah. Grady, Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. What's Bismarck need?
Yes, we had a frying pan in town some years ago. It became closed kitchen. Yeah, but what we need is a Bob Evans Farm restaurant.
Oh,
and
Bob Evans.
And also a roller rink, a roller skating rink for the kids. We don't have that in this area. We should have one.
Good suggestions. Thanks. We've got a full bank of calls, so we're going to get to all of you here. We're keeping a long list.
Let's go to Kurt in Bismarck. Kurt, what do we need in Bismarck?
Say, up at New Dan's in Northeast Bismarck, there's Sonic, I heard, is going to be going up in that area.
That's what I heard, is where that Sonic was going to be located, that new little shopping strip with the Dan's supermarket.
Also,
just
I
north
heard
of the interstate.
I heard there's going to be a Gordman's going up by the North Walmart.
What's not here that you want to see here?
IHOP, Granite City, and a Cabela's. There's no Cabela's on this western part of the state.
I'd love to see a Cabela's. I'd love to see a Granite City in Bismarck.
How about IHOP?
I would love to.
You're with them on IHOP?
I'm a fan.
Granite City is a...
I'd rather go to Kroll's or...
What would Granite City be? It'd be just like a Fridays or a Applebee's
scale,
or Ground Round.
Sunday Buffet, though. The Sunday Buffet at Granite City.
It is solid. Board. Yeah, okay. Let's see who's next. Bill in Bismarck. Bill, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I think we need a Cabela's.
Cabela's on the list. They usually don't build them in town, though, so where do you think they should build that?
Well, most likely they're building everything north of town, so probably up there. They got enough area up there they could do it.
Fargo emailer says an In-N-Out Burger and a Trader Joe's. Fargo needs an In-N-Out and a Trader Joe's.
They're both on my list. Thanks for the phone call, Bill.
Bill and others from Bismarck, though, are winning the laundry list here. We have more Bismarck callers than anybody. They're wanting. How about Minot?
Let's go to one in Minot. Elaine, what's on your mind? What would you like to see?
All right, Ed.
Ed.
Ed Minot, go ahead.
Kmart subs. Bring them back.
Kmart what?
Subs. Do you remember the Kmart sub you could buy for $1?
Oh, the little deli in Kmart. Remember those?
Yes.
And they had the Slurpee or whatever that's
coming back to me. It's coming back to me.
Root beer barrel. We got made the building like a root beer barrel. You drive up there and you belly up for your root beer.
Remember the kegs in Grand Forks?
Now, they have a Kmart in Minot, don't they?
They do, but they don't have the subs anymore, you know.
They don't have the deli, okay. Did they put those on a blue light special?
Oh, yeah. Once in a while, I get them, you know, 75 cents for two or something. But
I want the blue light special back is what I want. Yeah, and I'll go with Ed that it ought to be a sub. So, good suggestion, Ed. Thanks a bunch.
Fuddruckers.
Fuddruckers?
Dale, Fuddruckers. IHOP and Fuddruckers.
Okay. Another good suggestion. Let's go to Liza in Bismarck at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 with your suggestions today. This was fun. Hi, Liza.
Hi. We need a Gordman's in Bismarck.
Tell folks what a Gordman's is.
Kind of like a TJ Maxx. It's in Fargo. I know a lot of my girlfriends and I have expressed that we need one here, so... Kind of like a TJ Maxx, a more clothing store.
Apparel, okay, very good.
A lot of home furnishings, though, as well.
Yep, that's true.
Well, very good. Thanks for the phone call, Liza. Let's go to Dave in Bismarck. Dave, what's on your mind? What we need?
That me?
Yes, Dave.
Sounds like me. Okay, perfect. For his fast food, I'd second the In-N-Out Burger or Whataburger. But what we really need is a pick barbecue joint.
Famous Dave's doesn't cut it for you?
So, you know, real pit barbecue, where you can get, you know, good brisket and ribs and all of that stuff that's smoked for hours at a time. We just don't have a place like that here.
There's a new one in Tioga, right downtown. It's pretty good. Authentic.
Really?
A guy from that actually was from Texas that came up to work for Hess up there. He and his wife started. It's pretty good. Right downtown in Bismarck. Name escapes me for some reason right now, but it's downtown. It's easy to find.
In Tioga.
In Tioga.
That's my vote.
There you go. All right. Wherever you live, tell us what you need. Gene and Mandan. What does Mandan need?
I think we need a Grand Junction. That sandwich place.
You've been to
Grand Junction?
You've been there before, Steve?
The sandwich shop? Gene?
Yes.
The sandwich shop? Yeah.
One in Grand Forks and one in Minot.
Yeah, there's two in Fargo.
Oh, really? Oh, cool. Yeah. They're really
There's one up north and one down south. They're great, great subs.
Yeah, they do like Philadelphia cheesesteak and they slice up the...
they're all fried on the grill. Yeah.
The grill right in front of you and you add in what you want on it, you know. Good stuff. Good suggestion. How about Golden Valley? Riley in Golden Valley. What do you need there, Riley? Riley, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, sir.
Can you hear me?
We sure can.
When I go to Bismarck, I hate shopping at RCC.
All right.
At RCC, so what would you like to see?
I'd like to see Corral West back.
Ah, Corral West. There's a name I haven't heard for a while.
Western Wear. That's what we're missing, huh, Riley?
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for the phone call, Riley. Let's go to Ed in Bismarck. What does Bismarck need?
Yeah, we could use a Chunky Cheese. And a Bass Pro Shop to give Shields some competition.
All right.
Bass Pro Shop instead of Cabela's.
And a Cabela's.
There you go.
That's a fun wish list.
Going back to the Fuddruckers, there used to be a Fuddruckers in Fargo.
It did, yeah.
A long time ago.
Yeah. Not far from West Acres there. Somebody else just emailed, remember the great onions on the Kmart subs? See what we started? All right. Thanks for listening, folks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
There's a good feeling across the state of North Dakota, and oil is one of the reasons. Our oil reserves make us more secure by reducing our nation's dependence on foreign oil. Oil is creating opportunities and careers for our citizens. Oil taxes are building new roads. We're making progress on housing. And the industry is spending billions more on natural gas plants and pipelines. North Dakota Oil, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
Get set for a vacation of a lifetime with River Pilot Tours. They have a motorcycle tour for you. Fly to Rapid City, South Dakota, Billings, Montana, or Denver, Colorado. Select a Harley or an off-road dual sport of your choice and ride for 4 days. Hotel accommodations included for all 4 days. They'll even recommend an itinerary to ensure you have a great time. All for only $1,500. Call River Pilot 307-222-6347. 307-222-6347. Or visit riverspilot.com. That's riverspilot.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to powerplucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. Privacyradio.com.
What's in your mind? Powered by SchwannCadillac.com, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Our guest this half hour, Rick Clayburgh, president of the North Dakota Bankers Association. We'll wrap up a couple calls. What would you like to see come to your community? Let's go to Madonna in Bismarck. Madonna, what would you like to see come in?
Hi, I came in kind of in this conversation, so I apologize if this was said already, but I would like to see an IHOP. And okay. I would also like to see a little sandwich shop called Witch Witch.
Witch Witch, that's one I have not heard of.
It's in the cities, and you can grab a bag and write down, it's already pre-printed, and you can write down all of the fixings that you want on your sandwich, and they'll make it for you right then and there and give it to you. It's kind of like a Subway Jimmy John's type place, only more personalized.
Perfect. Thanks, Madonna. Appreciate your call. Russ in Bismarck, how about you? We're going to add a couple more to the list here, and then we're going to let this topic wage on our Facebook page. It's obviously a hot one. It's been kind of fun today. Go ahead, Russ.
Some more reasonably, more affordable apartment housing.
That's something good to have on the list. And it doesn't matter where you are in Western North Dakota.
It's yeah. Competition of a different kind, right? You know,
definitely. My father sold his house last year. He was just getting too old to take care of it and had a really tough time finding an apartment that was within a fixed income range. So it'd be nice to see more affordable living here for
Perfect.
People that don't make that much money.
Thank you, Ross. Appreciate that. By the way, Maria in Tioga remembered for me. It was Lone Star Barbecue in Tioga because I couldn't remember the name of that. One last one, Corey Mandan. What's Mandan mean? Corey, if you could wave a magic wand.
We could use a Red Robin.
Oh, yeah. Yum.
Yeah, those are
Red
really
Robin,
good.
Yum.
I think of eating there one time. Kind of reminded me of an
Robin.
Applebee's. Would you like an Applebee's?
Their burgers are great, though. They're gourmet burgers.
Burgers. They do burgers really good there.
Burgers, but a sit-down restaurant joint, right?
Yeah, it is. Yep, it is.
Not churn and burn.
Red Robin.
Thanks, Corey.
Yum.
Appreciate it.
I'm going to have that song in my head all day. Thanks.
See what you started with, Steve?
I know.
By the way, we've already got over 100 responses on this on our Facebook page, so if you haven't yet, this is a good opportunity, if you didn't get a chance to weigh in on it, to go today to our What's On Your Mind Radio Facebook page. You can find it easy from whatsonyourmindradio.com. All right, back to the serious stuff now. Although that was fun. I really enjoyed it. It was kind of fun to find out what we're wanting in every corner of the state. Rick Clayburgh is here. Rick heads up the North Dakota Bankers Association. Hello, Rick. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Steve, welcome to you guys.
Good morning, Rick.
Thanks for having me in.
Nice to have you join us. We want to talk about a recent little roundtable with the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation chairman that was in town to hear the concerns of bankers in the area. You facilitated a conversation for a federal regulator, a top one to hear from North Dakota bankers, and we wanted to have you in to summarize that a little bit because there's probably no more regulated industry than banking, is there?
Well, I'd like to know who tops that list. But the banks have just dealt with a huge volume of new regulations that have come in really since the meltdown occurred starting in 2008. And the shame of it is the banks weren't the ones responsible for it, but they're the easiest to regulate. And so they've taken the burden because politicians want to be able to come back to their constituents and say, look, we've done something, but they haven't addressed the issues. It was interesting to have Chairman Grunberg in this last week. Senator Heitkamp invited him in. Heidi is on the Senate Banking Committee, which I believe is the first time North Dakota's had a senator on the Banking Committee. It's certainly an important committee in terms of financial services here in North Dakota and what it means to the state. And so when she extended the invitation to the chairman, he came in. It was a very good meeting.
I've had opportunities to talk in the past with a lot of the smaller banks around North Dakota because we've got that heritage here in North Dakota of having the small town bank for the ag lenders and for the communities. A lot of this new regulation is really taxing them. How do they deal with what's going on within the industry? Because they're really getting stretched.
They are. In fact, that's where the majority of the pressures are coming down on our small hometown community banks. They're the one, if you think about it in terms of the community, the community bank is the heart of the community. If you have a strong community, you have a strong bank in the community. If you have a strong bank, you have a strong community as well. And with the amount of regulations that have been passed, and it's hard to put it into visual form, but it's very comparable to what happened with the Affordable Health Care Act. You know, thousands and thousands of pages. We just had this gentleman call in saying we need affordable housing here in Bismarck. We need affordable housing in North Dakota. And a lot of the regulations that have been passed by Congress and the regulators implementing the rules have closed up and seized up housing lending in many parts of North Dakota. And if you look at it in terms of Dodd-Frank, which was the main legislation passed to regulate the banks, there's still about two-thirds of that regulations that have not been adopted yet. And so our banks have to deal with more and more of it. And you get a small community bank that may have 5 to 9 employees, and in order for them to keep up with all of the regulations and read all of the regulations, thousands of pages just on a single regulation, it's difficult on them. So many of our small community banks are saying, gosh, I just don't know if I can, you know, continue to do this.
One example is mortgages. And I know that that was one of the things that was brought up in this forum with the FDIC head and Senator Heitkamp. Specifically the amount of banks in North Dakota that are not doing mortgages. And one of the reasons they're not is because of all kinds of new requirements, right? And, prime example, where isn't there a requirement about a minimum amount down, for instance?
Well, there's numbers of requirements in place, but one of the most interesting aspects of the mortgage problem in rural North Dakota and rural America, for years, bankers would take care of their rural customers. And let's just a great example. You get into a small community that maybe have 2 or 3 houses that maybe sell in the whole year. So there's not a lot of activity. And in order to qualify for a traditional 30-year mortgage, you need to have comparable sales. You need to be able to do an appraisal. And because you can't get those in rural areas, they wouldn't necessarily qualify for the old traditional conventional mortgage. So the bank would do what were known as balloon notes, 3 and 5 year balloon notes. It allows the bank to take care of their customer, to hold that loan on their books, and take care of that need of that customer and deal with the sale in the house, in the deal of a house sale in that community. The problem we ran into is that a lot the major problem with the subprime lending debacle that caused the meltdown in our economy, it was unregulated mortgage brokers who had access to an underregulated financial service and bundling these up. And then we find out later that the rating agencies were not regulated themselves, and they took a lot of kickbacks. 96% of all the subprime lending that occurred outside of the traditional FDIC-insured bank. So the banks weren't involved with it. But yet Congress came in and said you cannot do these types of loans anymore, and it dried up a market. Now, they've created some exemptions, but the exemptions, it's a 900-page rule to deal with the exemptions. It's crazy.
And a lot of the small banks have wound up having to hire, if they're going to deal with a lot of different regulations, they've had to hire people just to go through the regulations. They've had to increase their employees, which hurts the small-town community feel of that bank because they've had to grow their labor force, which puts them at a disadvantage.
You're adding an employee or two that has nothing to do with the bottom line of the bank, has nothing to do with the services that the bank provides to the community. All it is, you're adding one or two additional employees just to deal with government paperwork.
And is government paperwork and more regulations designed to fix the sins of others?
Absolutely. Right. That's the problem. Yeah, it's that shadow banking industry that's still below the waterline. Congress really hasn't addressed that.
Rick Klainberg is our guest, president of the North Dakota Bankers Association. If you do have a question or comment about any of this, 800-228-0550. As far as the consumers in our audience, the folks that want to interact with the banks, a lot of the banks in North Dakota are doing well from a balance sheet perspective because obviously our economy is doing well, right? So the money is there to lend, but because of these additional regulations, it's more difficult to lend the money. Isn't that one of the biggest problems now of banks being able to lend?
Well, there are a lot of regulations in place now, and what's happened, both Congress and the regulators are trying to regulate risk out of the industry. And that's what lending is. It's you take an educated guess in a risk in your customer. But they're trying to get a lot of that risk out, which is somewhat of a shame because that's what bankers know how to do and deal with their folks in their community. The positive thing about a bank in their community is that they're not trying to, excuse my language, lack of a better term, screw their customer. They're there for a long-term relationship. The people that led to the subprime lending debacle were people that really were looking for a one-time shot at business. And they are not interested in a long-term relationship. But your local community bank wants to do your mortgage, wants to deal with, you know, opening checking and savings accounts, retirement, business lending. And here in North Dakota, we have been blessed. We got through the economic downturn. Our banks have survived well. All of our banks are in good shape in North Dakota. They're safe, sound, and secure. We haven't dealt with any banks closing in our state. And our banks, because of the economic activity both in agriculture, energy, and manufacturing, are dealing with lots of deposits. That's a struggle in itself, and the loan demand hasn't fully been there either. A lot of our banks are lending lots of money, but we could still stand for more demand.
We're talking with Rick Klainberg, president of the North Dakota Bankers Association. Greg in Bismarck, you have a comment. What's on your mind today?
Good morning. Hi, Rick. How are you? This is Greg Larson.
Hey, Greg, good morning to you.
I know that in the last legislature, legislation was passed to allow the Bank of North Dakota to underwrite small-town bank mortgages and also to service them. And I'm sure that's just getting going since the law just took effect. But do you see that as being a value for this kind of a problem?
Greg, it really is. In fact, thank you for bringing that up. This last session, the legislature expanded. It was a pilot project originally, but the Bank of North Dakota can now originate home loans in North Dakota in areas where residential mortgage lending is not reasonably available upon the referral of a local community bank. And that's going to help in a lot of areas where the bank will actually be able to come in. They're not FDIC insured. They're the direct obligation of the state of North Dakota. They don't have all the regulations of the federal government on them. And they can come in and do all that loan origination, take care of those customers.
Quick break. Back with more with our conversation with Rick Klainberg about potential fixes for these problems when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, Scott Hillen, with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
Okay, that stinks. Here's my dad's product.
That's right, Adriana. StopSmellNow.com can get the stink or odor out of anybody's life permanently guaranteed. We offer a 100% odor-free guarantee. If we can't get the stink out or the smell out, we'll give you a 100% money-back guarantee. But now, this is a special alert to all the farmers out there. We've had a lot of phone calls lately about mouse smell in your cabs of your combines, tractors, and trucks, even some cars. What we're offering this week is our super treatment to all the farmers. If you take advantage of our super treatment to decontaminate your tractors, combines, cars, trucks this week, we're going to offer $15 off and free shipping on our super treatment. Go to StopSmellNow.com or call us at 855-800-ODOR. Let us take the stink out of your life.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hanna. This is What's on Your Mind. We're chatting with Rick Clayburgh, president of the North Dakota Bankers Association. I want to get to solutions here for some of these regulation woes that are weighing down community bankers. We'll do that in a moment on the heels of this conversation with the top dog from the FDIC in town. But first, John in Grand Forks now has a question for Rick. John, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, quickly. 1975, my wife and I wanted to buy our first house. We went to our local bank, sat down with a loan officer. He filled out one sheet of paper. The president of the bank was leaving his office, headed to the back of the bank, and this loan officer literally handed this sheet of paper to the president from his left cam. The president looked at it and literally never stopped walking. He literally handed it back to the loan officer on his right hand and said, "Do it." Now,
that was a loan committee, it sounds like. Do it.
Yeah. Well, you know, part of it was her income, and the other part was the banker knew my dad, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But my question is, you're talking about how to fix everything. How about going back to when life was simple and then start over and say, okay, what caused the problems? And I'm sure it's a ton of regulations, you know. So that's all I have to
say. I couldn't agree more. But part of it is trying to unravel all of what occurred with the Dodd-Frank legislation. And then you add to that the creation of what's called the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. It's now a national, a federal agency that looks at protecting consumers. And, you know, it sounds like, you know, it's a great thing. But if you think about it in a free market society, if an institution or if some business is not doing right by a consumer, the consumer has the opportunity to walk away and go to another competitor. The problem that we have with the CFPB, the Protection Bureau, and with the regulations, he talked about going into the bank and, you know, basically getting a mortgage loan fairly simply. Today you go in and you need to bring in your attorney with you. It's a mountain of paperwork. It's about an inch thick, all of the different things that you have to sign, disclosures. It is incredibly confusing to the consumer.
But the part that changed on that is a relationship. There used to be relationships with your small-town banker.
Well, there still is that relationship. The problem is that we have federal regulators and bureaucrats that are getting, you know, in between that. And the solution, you know, in simple terms, I specifically mentioned to both Senator Heitkamp and the commissioner and the chairman this last week, what would it be like if we were just to exempt community banks from these rules of Dodd-Frank and the CFPB and allow them to go back to the old regulations under our prudential regulator, whether it's the FDIC, the OCC, our state banking commissioner. They're still involved in it, but there's a lot more layers that have been laid on top of it.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you have a question for Rick Klaberg, president of the North Dakota Bankers Association, you mentioned unraveling it. How do we do that? How do we fix this?
It's incredibly difficult now. Part of it is, if you just look at it, it's about anything in Washington right now. To try to come up with solutions with health care, to come up with solutions with financial services, you have to have willing parties. And right now, the administration is not interested in bringing Dodd-Frank up for discussion because they don't want to have any of it unraveled. You know, we're just what we're looking at right now. We're working with both Senator Heitkamp and Senator Hoeven to identify areas that we can try to peel back some of the regulations on our community banks to help the communities, to help the consumer. But we've got to kind of find those ones that'll work through the system of gridlock.
Lawrence at Fargo, question. Last one for Rick Klaberg, president of the North Dakota Bankers Association. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Yeah, good day to you, sir. After I got through reading that Paulson book, Secretary of the Treasury for President Bush, and then looking at the aftermath in the last 5 years on that, what do you guys think of the government doing so much additional backing of these failing mortgages rather than allowing the banks to compete with their customers and to settle things locally without the government bailing people out of these mortgage businesses?
Well, that's a pretty in-depth discussion right there, but I can tell you, you bring up an interesting point in referring to Henry Paulson and others. You know, a lot of the regulations that come out of Washington for any industry are cookie cutter. You know, they're designed to fit an entire nation. And, you know, we're different here in the Dakotas, in, you know, flyover country than they are on the coasts and into the larger communities and larger cities. But the folks that are writing most of these rules and regulations, especially in the Fed and other areas, they're not traditional bankers. They're not community bankers, commercial bankers. They were investment bankers. They've come out of the major investment banks and don't quite understand what community banking is all about.
Should the government's role in providing mortgages be reduced?
You know, I personally think there's a role. If we want to continue to provide a 30-year fixed product, the government has to have some involvement in it. A community bank, a small bank, can't hold a loan on its books for 30 years. They need to free up those dollars so they can continue to lend to other businesses. So there needs to be an option, and in order to have that type of product, I believe there has to be have some government involvement.
I'm sure you were thrilled to see President Obama calling for more regulations on Monday, again tying it to the 2008 presidential crisis. So it's a battle that's ongoing. Rick, thanks for weighing in and giving us an update on it today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Rick Clayburgh, president of the North Dakota Bankers Association. You ready for the Talk Radio Town Hall? Congressman Kevin Cramer takes your calls, questions, comments. It's our Wednesday staple.
Love it.
And it's
love
coming
Wednesday.
Stay tuned, folks.
Get your questions.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council and the NDSU Extension Service invite you to attend one of three field days this month that will focus on how to test for and manage SCN. On August 27th, we will be in Lemoore County, 1/4 mile north and 1 mile west of Verona, next to Pilgrim's Rest Cemetery. On August 28th, we will be in Richland County, 1/2 mile east of Highway 127 on County Road 11, east of Fairmont. On August 29th, we will be in Cass County, halfway between Arthur and Hunter, 2 miles west of Highway 18 on County Road 26. All field days start at 9:30 a.m. with lunch to follow.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.